time to get down and dirty and get to trash talking. I'm one of your hosts, Evan Cox.
What?
Oh my god. Look, I'm one of your hosts, Chris Binning. Really took yourself by surprise.
With and if this is your first time,
your own introduction.
That's not how the intro normally goes. But welcome to How to Be Human. It's the podcast where we overanalyze all of the weird and uncomfortable micro moments in life. You know who I am. You know who he is.
That's right.
Ooh, got it straight. Today we're talking trash, but we're not talking trash like gossipy. We're talking about trash.
We're literally talking about trash.
That's
Isn't that
going to
be interesting
podcasting.
For an hour?
Would you rather listen to people talk trash or talk trash?
Yeah.
But before we pull up that dump truck,
yep.
Chris.
Yes.
I got to back my dump truck up to you.
All right. Beep, beep, beep.
Beep, beep, beep. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Again, as we've mentioned, we're banking episodes right now, so
it's true.
There hasn't been a lot of new stuff that's occurred to talk about. And to give you an idea, and by an idea, I mean the exact day that we're recording this, yesterday for us was April Fool's Day.
Ah,
and
for us on for planet us. How to Be Human.
Yeah. That's just our special little thing. But we've talked about it before many times. We both hate April Fool's Day.
Sure do.
You just told a little story off mic about the types of dumb quote unquote pranks people try to pull.
Yes.
I was watching, as you know, as all of us do. I was watching America's Game last night, Wheel of Fortune. And the announcer comes on, you know, the audience does the chant, you know, Wheel of Fortune. And then the announcer comes on and he's like, "Oh, please welcome your hosts Vanna White and Jared Leto."
What?
Jared Leto and Vanna White walk out. You know, we'll dissect this quote unquote prank in a second, but Jared Leto seems to have like never seen people interact before, or like definitely never seen the show before, because he like kind of turns to Vanna, you know, they walk out together, of course, and then Pat and Vanna will be like, "All right, see you later. You've got to go touch a screen and I've got to go stand over here." But Jared Leto like turns to her and he's like, "Have a great show." and then they separate and he goes up to the contestants and then he's like, "Okay, we're going to have everybody pick up their buzzers and let's see if we can give away some money." And then they, you know, go into the first toss up, and when somebody solves it, then suddenly Pat is there. And it's like Jared Leto was never there. And then it's never really addressed at all the rest of the show. At the very end, you know, Pat and Vanna have to have some like weird little banter. And so
yes.
Vanna's like, "Oh, I don't know if people do April Fool's jokes anymore," or blah, 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 blah. And then Pat's like, "Well, when you read the news nowadays, it's like every day is April Fool's." So no, we get it, dude. we know what kind of person you are.
Really, really just marching towards that retirement.
Yeah. What are they going to do? Fire me? But yeah, it just like was a baffling prank, because
yeah,
if you're gonna try to pull off a stunt like that,
yeah,
like you need somebody charismatic to do it.
Yeah,
not to mention like somebody less problematic than Jared Leto, but but definitely somebody who like can get people excited, you know, something yeah. where people are like, whoa, like this is a different kind of thing. But there was last year, 2 years ago, April Fool's Day, Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel like switched shows, and one hosted in New York and the other one hosted in LA on each okay. other's stages.
That'll show them.
But that's like, you know, that's a thing where like you might be excited to see another celebrity or another talk show host who like can run a talk show.
Yeah.
Instead of like a ghoulish cult leader.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, yeah, there's a world where that works. And I might need to see the tapes. But it doesn't sound yeah. positive. So it just
can we like, watch it live on the pod? I don't know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If you got it, you want to screen share it.
I'll see if I can. Let me see if it's on YouTube. Hang on.
Well, you. I mean, we've got a lot to say about trash.
It's true.
Don't worry. But like, who? If it just like they don't, so they don't acknowledge it.
No.
Is there any, there's no acknowledgement.
There's no like, because when Pat, you know, shows up after the first puzzle, there's no like, oh, that was weird, or April Fool's, okay. or anything. It's just
what a
Pat
fucking
is
creep,
now,
right?
And, exactly. It's just Pat is here now, and
he's all better. It's gonna be okay.
All right, I do have the clip, so let me share the screen, and hopefully this works. Oh yeah, now we're cooking. Here we go.
It's 34
seconds.
Let me
know if you can hear the audio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I can.
Here are the stars of our show, Jared Leto and Vanna White.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, and have a great show. Yeah. See you soon.
This is so awkward.
All right, everybody, grab those devices. It's time to give away some money. $1,000 in our first toss-up. The category is on the map.
All right, and then you never see...
And that's it.
You never see him again. See or hear from him.
See, I could be down for this, but they fucked it up.
Yeah, A, that's exactly what I'm saying.
A, Jared Leto would work if... Jared Leto had a sense of humor about himself.
Sure.
And about the fact that he would be a terrible, terrible, terrible Wheel of Fortune host. B, the fact that they did it that way, either, on one hand, either something went really, really wrong, and he was supposed to do the whole episode, or the joke is on the viewing audience.
Right, and I think it is, in the sense of
this
like...
This should have been a joke on the three people playing Wheel of Fortune who are expecting to play with Pat Sajak. Mm. And the person who comes out is, I don't know, but someone that it would be a little more clear, like, what? Not because they're problematic and run a cult.
Right.
But like, I don't know. I can't think of a good example. And then have Pat Sajak come in and they go, oh, and they're surprised and, or it's just like it's run by like we ran a contest and this normal Joe Schmo came in and he's hosting the show today and he's bad. Oh yeah. Boy, he's bad.
Yeah, you're right. That would have
like,
been
oh, that is you got us.
Yeah.
Pranking the viewing audience, unlike doing what you're saying with Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, where it's like, oh, cool. If I'm watching at home, I'm like... click.
Yeah, why did you do that? Yeah,
maybe I don't watch that. People don't get it. People don't get jokes, pranks, and it should be banned.
Yes. Evan, now that we've Oop. Talked at length about a Wheel of Fortune clip, I want to talk to you and ask how you doing.
You know, I'm doing okay. This is not my story, but just to give you a headspace check, I got a nose trimmer.
Mm.
trim this, the hairs in this nose.
In this bad boy, yeah.
Trim the hairs in this, this sniffer. No, in this nostril, mm-hmm. battery died. Can't find the cable to charge it.
Nice.
I'm uneven.
You're lopsided.
I have one hairy nostril. And so otherwise I'm doing good, but I'm off.
Yeah,
I'm a little off kilter. What's the, is it TBS? Always on, but a little off. What's who's that?
Oh, yeah. Which channel is
TNT
that?
Maybe? I think it's TBS.
It's, yeah, it probably is. I feel like they've cycled through so many slogans on TBS.
Yeah, TBS.
Is IFC always on?
Remember when you watched for Conan and now you don't?
What was it? Always on, never off?
I think it's always on. Because I think their regular slogan was always on, but for their comedies, it was always on, a little off. Like,
ooh, oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's, you know, see.
Something like that. This is important.
I was right. IFC, oof. Baby.
IFC? Oh, and it
always
was
on,
it?
Slightly off.
Slightly off. Okay. Sorry for the getting caught in the crossfire, TBS. Shots fired for no reason. Ted Turner.
I feel like TBS's was like always funny or very funny.
I think that's a more and more common way to do taglines and stuff for your channel. Like, CBS, it's good. Anyways, I do
TBS's have a slogan is very funny.
Okay, well, you see where these lines got crossed, and that's where you get caught in the crossfire. Pow! Sorry, Ted Turner. Rotten hell. Is he dead?
Man,
I think Ted Turner died.
I,
we're putting you to work
this
today.
Much stuff in
the
a
resident
long
researcher.
Time.
We're just wasting time now.
Ted Turner is still alive.
Ooh, sorry.
You got caught in the crossfire again.
I got nothing against TBS. I don't know why this is happening. Here's
He's 85
my story.
Years old. So.
Well, I mean, come on.
By the time this comes out, we're banking these episodes.
Speaking
this
of
could
which,
be very, very timely released. It's up to Ted to determine
this is not
how this plays in a couple weeks when it releases.
This is not my story either, but you bring up April Fool's Day, and I gotta mention, I hate this because it happened to me when I was a teenager. Mitch Hedberg died on April Fool's Day. A comedian dying. April Fool's, don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Flaherty passed away possibly last night. I didn't look too far into it. The guy from Happy Gilmore who says, Jackass! SCTV Freaks and Geeks. The funniest. He passed away. Comedians? Stop it. Be safe around April Fool's Day, because I will never trust that news. And I believed for like a month that Mitch Hedberg might come back. and I was very sad.
He did pass away yesterday on Monday, April Fool's Day.
I don't like it. Comedians, stay safe at the beginning of April, because I don't like it. Die a different day. Die another day?
Yeah.
Here's my story.
Okay.
So, you might have heard there's a wedding coming up. You're involved.
I am, yeah.
You're involved somehow.
Yeah. But, behind the scenes, mostly.
Wedding clothes, you gotta have them. You gotta love them.
Yeah.
I'm tomorrow going to pick up my suit. And Jocelyn had bought a dress. Didn't fit. It was too big. We had to get this thing tailored. Because it was like, expensive dress.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of time. You don't really want to return it and find something else.
Yeah.
So we looked it up. We found a tailor. And this was cool to me because, you know, I know you buy something. I had buy Let's be honest. I haven't really used Taylor's much, except at like the men's warehouse.
Yeah.
But I know at like Nordstrom Rack, I had bought a suit there and I found out a little too late. Like, oh, you can have it tailored on site and it's like $5 extra. Awesome. So I'm used to these big box tailors.
Right.
This guy had us come to his apartment, which was a little like, okay, we're going right. in together.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on things. Sweet guy. And seems like a good tailor. Older guy. He said he's from Morocco. And so it's, we come in. He's there. Super nice. His young daughter is sitting on the couch. And Jocelyn has to go change into the dress, basically. So she goes in a different room. I don't know, basically she has to change into the dress. There's a little more to it, but basically that's what had to happen.
Long story short.
So it's just me, this guy, and his daughter. And he, I'm just like, you know, this is just, she's going to come out. He's going to pin the dress, be like, does that look right? Great. Make some markings. And then he'll do the work a different day. Do another day. So I'm thinking like, hey, I'll just stand here. Maybe I'll make some chit chat with this fine fella. But he's like, please have a seat. And I kind of went like, oh, you know, I'm good. He's like, no, please sit. Sit, my friend. Okay, I guess I'll sit on the couch, which was very low to the ground. Well, as soon as I sat down, I like accidentally knocked the rug out of the way and the couch scooted. My legs are too long, arguably. So now I'm sitting. This guy doesn't sit. He stands. So he's like, you, please sit. I'm going to stand over you and we'll have this conversation. So it was just like normal chit chat, but I didn't like that. I'm like, let me stand with you.
Yeah.
Let's keep on this. I don't like that you're lording over me now. And it ended up being a nice conversation. And I very cleverly changed the point of view because I'm looking at they had family photos on the wall, which he loved to talk about his family, so I was able to stand up and talk with him there. But I don't know, maybe that's me overthinking things, but it felt very uncomfortable to sit down and the person that you're talking to doesn't sit down.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
That's all. Very nice guy. We're going to pick that up tomorrow alongside my suit, and we're gonna look pretty nice.
Hopefully none of those clothes end up in the trash.
Bum, bum, bum. That is a specific, like, I'd watched a documentary a while ago about fast fashion, you know, and how all these clothes end up in, I wanted to say landmines. That wouldn't have been right. Landfills.
They don't end up in landmines.
They end up in landfills. They don't deteriorate. They're bad for the environment. So I was like, all right, well, you know, I try to give clothes to Goodwill, that sort of thing, just keep the cycle going, someone else can wear this. But when it's like, oh, here's a pair of my underwear that has a hole so big,
how big is it?
Let's see, underwear holes so big, how big is the hole? It's so big, I don't know.
You know, it's they're supposed to have holes in it, you know, true, for your torso and for your legs.
Yeah, but not this kind of hole. And so what? Am I going to give that to Goodwill? No. So in the past, you know, you just toss it. But I'm like, oh, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to recycle them. Looking up, I went looking hard. Like you were earlier, researching. I was researching, and I had the worst fucking time finding out how to just recycle clothes. Because, again, it's like, you wash this clothes, you take it apart, and there's threads there. This is fabric. People can use it for stuff. Sure. But It was like a pickup. Like, oh, this car will come by, put it in a box, and we'll come by and pick it up. That'll just be $600. I'm like, okay, well, that's not it. That's not the solution.
Yeah, that seems like too much.
So right now I've just got a bag. I have a bag of clothes with unfixable holes in it. And I've had it for years now. and the big thing, as I've mentioned before, I now live pretty close to the dump. And I love a good dump. Let's get that out of the way.
Yeah.
I live pretty close to the dump. And I'm like, maybe they'll take it. But I haven't asked. I'm scared. that's just some initial thoughts. Do you love trash?
I don't. But it could be, you know, of course, it could be somebody else's treasure. Let's get that out of the way. Your gnarly underwear could be exactly what somebody's looking for.
It is. And once we get the OnlyFans set up,
yeah,
give us a call.
Yeah.
Dad.
We'll be selling it for $600.
Yes, please. Pickup fee.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I... As a child, if we're rolling back, and I know that's what you like to do instead, but... if I were rolling back, taking out the trash was my, like, main childhood chore.
I hate taking out the trash.
Every week, taking out the trash, taking out the recycling, bringing the can to the curb for the truck to come by and pick it up the next day, then bringing the can back up to the house so that it's not on the curb the whole week. That was my main childhood task.
No fun.
Not really, but I also feel like it's now I'm more or less used to doing it for my adult life.
Yeah.
And so, like, you say that you hate taking out the trash. My fiance hates taking out the trash. So it's like,
somebody's
in general,
do
it doesn't bother me to take out the trash.
Okay.
It does feel like, you know, because we've got the little trash bags around our trash can so that we lift it up, then tie the bag and and go toss it. But like, the trash can will be stuffed, just absolutely packed in there.
Then
you take the bag out of the can, and all of a sudden there's like all this extra space in the bag. That drives me
nuts. Yeah. Like,
why can't we properly get the right dimensions for bags and cans? Why are they off?
I've gotten to the point where I no longer tie it in the can. I take it out, leave it open, and just throw a bunch of shit in.
That's
there.
Generally what I do too.
It's gross, right? The trash.
Gross, but I really enjoy seeing those little trash bandits, the raccoons.
I wish they were better bandits. I wish they'd just take the whole bag away.
Yeah. $600. Pickup fee.
Take my wife.
I don't get no raccoons around here.
I like it. I get no raccoons. Yeah, I love a good raccoon also. I had when I lived in a apartment in Seattle, we had a window, and right outside the window was like a fence post from the walkway. I remember just seeing two chunky ass raccoons just tiptoeing along the top of the fence. It made me so happy. Yeah. And you're told, no, these are villains. Don't let them get in. I'm like, I don't know. They're pretty cute. Let's let them in. They're cute. They're funny. They make me laugh.
Now. Yeah, me too.
I also just wanted to say, you could take the bag out of the bin, but you can't take the bin out of the bag, baby.
So true.
I I told you, I love the dump.
Yes, and you. In fact, you've been telling me for months.
I love a good dump.
How much you love to go to the dump.
I do.
I can't wait to find out why. Solve this mystery.
So I'll start with the positives.
Okay.
It's, I don't know, there is something about involvement / seeing how the sausage is made. I like going to the source, and you know, there's all the talk about like recycling and like, oh, you know, yeah, you could put everything in a recycling bin, and this drives me crazy because some cities I've lived in, I'm not naming names, some cities I've lived in, very hard line, like use the recycling bin or we'll give you a ticket. Whatever. And then you hear generally like, nah, it all kind of goes in the same pile. They're not actually recycling. When I go to the dump, they've got lined up shipping containers. It says cardboard, glass, this, that. And I can go throw it in there myself. And that feels nice. The other thing I want to mention, just every last person that works at the dump, the loveliest, happiest people.
Interesting.
It's clearly, I mean, it's a state job, I assume, and I guess they're paid well. They love their job, as far as I've seen. These dump folk, these little dump gremlins.
These little dumpers.
Our little dumpers. They love the stuff, and they're having fun. I don't know. It's a positive vibe.
Okay.
When I go there. They also, just to throw this out, they have a thrift store. So, like, shit that people throw away, and they see it, and they're like, that's not trash, that's somebody's treasure. They clean it up, pop it in their little thrift store, you can go buy someone's treasure.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. I've enjoyed the situation overall, but up until recently, because Jocelyn's car had been getting work done, we were borrowing her parents' truck. And that was great. Take a truck to the dump. So what am I, a dump truck driver? We, alas, no longer have this truck. Mm-hmm. And the other day I had to make a dump run. I had to make a dump run in my Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you've been in my Corolla. It's not a huge car. I laid a tarp down. I fit 15 bags of trash in my Corolla. And it's like 5-minute drive. It's right past Sky Park. Same direction. Uh-huh. It's like a couple minutes past there. So maybe like 7 minutes.
We should have gone there for the
I thought about it genuinely. the guys probably would not appreciate this. I'll take it off, but man, dump run would have been fun. Yeah, definitely less fun in a small car where the trash has to be inside with you.
Yes, and lingers, I'm sure, after.
Not as bad as it could have, but okay. Yes, it definitely did. I just definitely drove with the windows rolled down.
Yeah.
For a while after that, if you know what I mean.
I do.
You do? Good. Oh, man. Close one.
You know, you said the phrase dump run a second ago, and I do think that that's like a fun, that'd be a fun like event, like the mud run.
Ooh, yeah.
Where like you, it's an obstacle course race through a landfill. It's probably dangerous, but it'd be pretty fun.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that from, you know, I was just talking about how I should delete my Reddit because it's bad. It's a bad place. But, you know, you read an AMA. AMAs are often fascinating. And I read an AMA with someone that worked, or not someone that worked at a dump, but a garbage man. A real garbage person.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, the number one thing you got to worry about is like sharp shit in bags.
Of course.
You pick up the bag and you'll stab yourself, and that's not good.
Right.
I did this to myself, and I can now report back. It's not good. I think it was some broken glass. Mm-hmm. It's healing up. I just cut my thumb. You can see a tiny little cut there.
Yeah.
But man, it fucking hurt and looked infected. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, that is not fun. But even outside of the dump, am I wrong? Driving a dump truck and or being the guy going, wee, riding on the back. It doesn't look not fun.
I do think that riding on the back seems kind of fun.
Yeah.
I'm also always very fascinated with like small children who like are obsessed with watching the garbage man arrive. Like, it's fun.
Jocelyn sent me a TikTok of some little kid that's just obsessed with the garbage man. Yeah. And just like every time he runs out to meet him, like,
yeah that's the best.
Great. It's hilarious.
Especially since neither of us have jobs where like people run out excited to see us.
No, absolutely. Like
that
not.
Part, maybe that's what speaks to us about it.
I think it is I don't know. Have we done an episode just about jobs? Not our jobs, but jobs. Job aspirations, shit like that. I don't know. But I'm like, I think it's a grass is greener on the other side sort of situation where you're at your job, and any job I've ever worked, it's like, hey, I like this, but it's also frustrating as fuck sometimes.
Yeah.
And you think like, yeah, that is something like, oh, no one's happy. Like my dad's he was a teacher for, I think he said 19 years and then went to be a FedEx driver. And it's just like, people love me. he's the guy that brings people their shit. Positive vibes all day. Maybe I'm wrong. If you want to refute this information, Father, don't call me, but you can call us at 323-657-9896. Leave us a message.
Enjoy if like your family was like, we got to get through to Evan because he like doesn't answer our calls anymore. So they
never have.
Just start calling like the How Do We Human mailbox to like leave.
It'd be a fun saga.
Updates for you.
Yeah. Things are going well.
Yeah.
Grandpa came to visit.
Essentially, the Comedy Bang Bang characters from a couple weeks ago, but for you instead of for...
Yeah.
Casey Faye.
Yeah. Ow. Anyway, long story short, I'm just like, I have that thought. I think we've talked about that before where I'm like, man, right now, with the skills and knowledge I have, if I went back to working at Walgreens, I'd be the greatest employee they've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
They would love me. I would own that company. There's just something like when you're so used to using a certain amount of skill sets that the complete opposite sounds so refreshing. And the thought of being on the back of a dump truck or just driving around all day. Get up early in the morning and be like, I'm just going to drive this big truck. I'm going to piss people off. Cars are going to get stuck behind me. It's nice.
Yeah, I don't want to drive the big trucks, but maybe hanging out on the back would be fun.
I mean, it sounds like we've got a business venture together.
It does, yeah. We each have a spot.
But we have no affiliation with the dump.
Yeah,
we're just collecting.
Own just locally of like two-person trash operation.
Well, I say, trash operations haven't really gone independent. I think this is an untapped market.
Well, so, where you live, then, are you just taking the trash to the dump because you like to do it and are cutting out the middleman? Or is it that where you live, there is no, like, trash truck that comes by?
Essentially the second. Okay. But also, fuck the middleman. I'm cutting you out every time, brother. We are an unincorporated territory. But under the rules of Lake Arrowhead, but because we're unincorporated, we don't have that sort of shit isn't a given, which is why I also have to walk to the post office. So mail doesn't come to us. Trash pickup doesn't come to us.
Okay.
You can pay extra and the trash will come and pick up your the garbage truck will stop and pick up your trash. But I don't know. Doesn't seem worth it. It was moderately expensive.
Well, that okay. So if we're gonna go into business together,
yes,
and there's no like great trash service in your whole area,
I wonder.
I wonder if they would let us just start up
picking up people's trash.
Yeah, and then we can you know slap gigantic "How Do We Human" stickers onto the dump truck. And people will see a big garbage truck roll up with the words "How Do We Human" on it.
And then maybe like a subtitle of "What Have We Done?" look at what we've done. Yeah. Hey, I wonder though, is that allowed? I feel like there's laws against it.
Yeah.
Because it's a city or a county thing. I don't know. I gotta look into this.
I know. We're providing our own service.
Yeah.
We're providing a service to the community. So
I will look into this and report back start typing on the podcast and give you an answer shortly. But I do want to talk about, as we're talking about dump trucks and untapped markets. Listen, I understand, having lived in major cities, Seattle, Los Angeles, that you gotta, you know, traffic is so bad. We gotta do trash pickup early as fuck in the morning.
Yeah.
We gotta try to stay out of people's commutes. I hate it, though. It's so loud. And they go by your apartment and it... I hate this experience.
Yes.
The technology's got to be there. We got this clusterfuck of a human named Elon Musk making all these terrible choices and investing money in all the wrong places. Make a fucking quiet dump truck. I know it can be done. At least quieter, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's... We can't rely on him to do it, of course, because you think that he takes out the trash or the trash lives or is like set close to his bedroom window? Of course not.
No, it's out of touch.
So I think that this is another thing to just add to our enterprise. Just lay down attach a bunch of mattress foam to the inside of the truck so that when stuff gets dumped in there, it doesn't clang around on the metal insides.
I'm all about it.
This is important stuff.
Okay, so this is from Nashville. It says businesses that require a higher level of service, or residents and businesses who are outside of the urban services district, such as where I live, not that I'm near Nashville, must contract with a private hauler for disposal. I mean, how many private property is eligible for city trash? What if my trash moving?
So if we 1-800
got junk, that's a thing,
right? That's true.
Hey, we might have a business on our hands. I know we're out of the coming up with business ideas and plugging them, podcasting model, but. This is fascinating. Just got to buy a truck. How much could that be?
Look that up.
And then making it silent. How much could that be?
Yeah. Making a truck that's different than every other truck that's
ever existed. How hard could that be? How much could that
It's got to be easy and it's got to be cheap. I'm sure of it. I do want to also talk about garbage trucks very briefly, because the other problem, and this is like garbage trucks and also like landscaping removal trucks, where like you're behind them on the freeway and they just like debris is flying out of the top and littering the road. So that's another thing we'll have to add to our list of demands.
Yeah, we can do it. I've been woodworking. I can build a truck.
Yep.
I've built a birdhouse. It's almost done.
You almost built a robot many years ago. You have the engineering
expertise. Based on my blueprints, looking back at it, that robot would have been loud as fuck. Had a lawnmower motor for a body.
You mentioned a while ago that, like, you know, there are all these different, and especially back, you know, back in my day, it used to just be garbage and recycling. And now garbage and recycling and food waste and the landscaping. And there's all these other different bins you have to sort everything into. But
yeah,
like at my workplace, for example, there's, I know for a fact that they have separate cans for things, and then they just combine it all off-site away from like customers. Or I worked somewhere where it was like a garbage can with and multiple different holes. So you put the garbage into one hole, you put the recycling into another, but hey, guess what? Those bins beneath those holes are not separated. It is just one big bin.
That's funny.
So it's like, it is difficult to know if we're doing it right. Or that making sure that, you know, we're having the right impact on society, present and future.
Totally.
But it's also like, you know, this comes back to many things around the world, but hey, especially in America.
Preach.
Like, what I'm gonna do, you know, separating my trash is going to be exponentially dwarfed by what your buddy Elon is gonna do.
Yes.
Like, it's there, or, you know, just any big business, right? This isn't trash, but like pollution, for example. In Brussels they just send empty planes back and forth because they don't want to lose like the flight paths, basically.
Oh my God.
For when they do have passengers or like fuller flights, they just keep operating back and forth so that when it's time for them to like operate for real again, they can they have the system all in place.
Wow.
It's like, if we're sending a bunch of empty jet planes into the sky,
at least put Taylor Swift in the empty jet plane. Let her use the Brussels plane.
Exactly.
And then she'll come back. She'll use the flight path, baby.
She'll use the flight path, baby.
Use the flight path, baby. But like, even beyond that, not to just do an episode about global warming, but like, things have gotten so bad with the
climate change. Yeah, oh God! Can't call it global warming because sometimes I get cold.
This fucking woke culture. It is funny that is a, like, I've just never embraced that. Like, I keep having to be reminded, like, we don't say global warming anymore.
We don't say it.
I do. I say it all the time. Anyway, climate change.
By the way, wokeness ended, of course, because Sydney Sweeney exists. I don't know if you've kept up on this, but that's important to remember.
Okay. I didn't know Sydney Sweeney had that infect on the environment.
I mean, some of the people who are saying it are infected, but with a big brain virus. But
the world's bad sometimes. Yeah. And speaking of which, so, like, you know, I've known the environment's in trouble since I was a kiddo. And now it's like, well, we've all kept doing all that shit. And fucking we find out, like, oh, all these Bitcoin is fucking up the environment worse. And then we're like, oh, wouldn't it be cool to have, like, a fucking monkey smoking a cigar as a JPEG cost $1 million? And hey, it turns out that's also somehow bad for the environment. Like, it feels like every year the idea of recycling does less and less.
Like, yeah.
And when I mentioned, like, the city really taking it seriously, I was mostly talking about it, living in Seattle for as long as I did. And it's like, I really took it seriously. And even now, it was like, we recycled everything in Seattle. And then I'd go home to visit my parents, and I'd find out, like, oh, in Elma, they don't recycle glass. So you can put cardboard over here, paper here, glass goes in the trash. I'm like, what? Why? I don't know. And so you go other places, and I weirdly found, like, LA to be way more lax than Seattle. Maybe not weirdly. I mean, I guess they're known for the smog, but, like, I don't know. It's like, what are we doing here? Can we all just be honest and say what we actually are doing here?
Yeah, I mean, there is also, I've noticed in LA, in the multiple apartments that I've lived in general, the vibe is like, hey, us landlords, it would cost us more to have recycling. So just throw it all in the trash. What am I going to do? Pay some extra money?
Yeah.
No, I got to pocket that extra money. Because the place you're living is not worth what I'm charging. But what are you going to do? Live somewhere else? I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know. We're watching you, landlords. Not my landlords. They're very nice.
mine here are pretty nice, too. There's been no follow-up, by the way, to the question that was asked of, will somebody please take the dumpster out to the curb behind the building?
The other big proposal in your life right now.
Yeah. Taking some time to think about it.
I get it.
Some time apart.
Yeah. And that might not feel great for the landlord, but they've got to give you that space.
Yes, respect my boundaries.
Respect my love for raccoons. I'm not doing anything about
them. Exactly. Let's train the raccoons to move the cans around.
They'll
and we give them extra trash as a treat.
Our otherwise silent garbage truck will also be full of raccoons having the
you
time
and I
of
have
their
to
life.
Wear full face masks of raccoons when we pick up people's garbage.
We're gonna be driving around picking up people's trash and wearing bandit masks. No one's gonna question it. I mentioned not talking to the people at the dump about clothes and what to do with my clothes. And so in the past, like, we've got, hey, you've been here, we got a fireplace. You got to do something with the fireplace ash. They take it. I'm like, okay, because on the list of other shit I don't know what to do with, but that I know you're not supposed to throw away, batteries, a lot of those is sitting in a little box somewhere, other just general electronics, and little camping propane or butane tanks. And so I don't know why I've been there, and like, when we brought our little can of ash, and it was not at all weird for me, maybe just because I had it there, I don't know, or and this is the most how do we human thing in the world, or Jocelyn was there and I felt more confident. So I had backup, and I was like, ooh, I'll walk right up to this incredibly nice fella and ask him, like, hey, are we able to dump fireplace ash? He's like, yeah, we got these barrels right here. Great.
What am I going to do with all that ash?
all that ash inside that trash. I'm going to get your cash.
Yep.
For whatever reason, I can't just find it in myself to, like, it feels when someone's working, I think I'm just intimidated by people that work for the state, or just like people that are working a job that's like not work from home, sit on your computer all day work, which is what I generally do. And I don't want to waste their time. but I've had these questions for like over a decade now. I'm like, I can't bring myself to just sit, let them stand.
Right.
Ask them, can I bring my batteries in? Do you have a spot for those? Can I bring clothes in? Do you have a place for those? But the last time I did a dump run, I was by myself. And I had a little bag full of old camping propane tanks. And I pulled them out. I had them in my hand. But where the guy normally is just by himself and he's all nice, it was like near the end of their shift. There was like seven really nice dump guys all standing in a group. And I'm like, I just... Again, it's like finding shit that you didn't realize still is a hang up for you. That intimidates the fuck out of me. Just a group of hardworking bros. I'm not going to go up and ask a stupid question.
Yeah.
I was very embarrassed. And so I took the bag out of the front of my car and then saw them, walked around and put it in my trunk and never mentioned it. But reach out to us if you have the answers to any of these questions. Because I got a lot of batteries. And I'm trying to save the world over here.
Please reach out to us with all these things. Do you have more stories about trash or the dump? Or are we moving into... Look, we want to hear from you.
Yes.
We've been begging you. Talk to us. Just because we're afraid to talk to anybody else that we have ever met doesn't mean that we don't want you to talk to us.
It is the fatal flaw of this podcast concept, as we just there are a couple people like us listen to it and they don't want to talk.
I was thinking about this the other day. There are definitely some fatal flaws in our outreach program.
Death blows.
Our hatred of using social media and
that doesn't help either.
Combining that with attracting people who don't want to interact either. They just want to lurk.
Yeah. We get it.
We get it. We see you. We understand you, but we want you to change and not us. So please reach down within yourself to talk to us. You know, if you want to know all the things that we're talking about every Monday, you can check our episodes out on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Amazon Music, on Pocket Casts, on HowDoWeHuman.com, anywhere that you get your podcasts. You can rate, review, subscribe, follow, leave a like, all these different things. They all prompt you to do a different thing that essentially means the same thing as it does anywhere else. But we want you to do those things for us, and you can also check us out on our social media that we hate. Check us out on Instagram at How Do We Human.
We got that handle.
You can check us out on Facebook at How Do We Human.
I don't think you're ready for that handle.
YouTube at How Do We Human. You could have watched that Jared Leto clip with us.
It's true.
Instead of just hearing the audio, that's at How Do We Human.
Like watching that, you can watch American Handle on Netflix.
You can the voicemail is not only open to Evan's family. It's open to everybody.
Yeah.
So give us a call at 323-657-9896.
A phone call is just a friend you haven't made yet. So call a stranger. Give us your info.
Or you can send us an email to howdowehumanpod@gmail.com.
The best part of that handle is that it's an email. Wow.
All right. And then at the end of this episode, as we've done many episodes before, and I was thinking about this as well, this is something that we should have planned better in a sense of like, we should have been asking listeners to take these quizzes along with us and have a podcast wide competition to see that's who a reaches 100 points first.
Now there's some engagement.
If you beat me, I would assume that you would be cheating, of course, but But Evan and I are going to take five trivia questions and see how the score shakes out. Again, we are a mere 5 points apart, 32-27 with me in the lead.
Okay.
So again, if I miss everything and Evan gets everything, then the score becomes tied. Wouldn't that be exciting?
Get one more right. If I get two right and you get one right 5 weeks in a row, I would also catch up. But that seems impossible, and it's never going to happen.
Banking on a lot of questions that way. All right, okay. Question number one, Evan. What meat is present in the Greek dish of moussaka? Horse, chicken, pork, or lamb?
Now, this is interesting. So I just watched an episode, this past week's episode of Next Level Chef, and they all had to cook Greek food. And when I think of Greek food, I think of lamb, and was surprised to find everyone's like, you know, oh yeah, lamb's on there, but is this pork dish, this chicken dish, this horse dish? I don't think horse was involved because it's America and we don't eat horses. But I don't know if horse is involved in Greek cooking at all. So now I'm back. It now feels like lamb is a fake out, and I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, I'm between pork and lamb. I'm going to answer lamb. If that affects how you want to answer that, listen, that is where I'm going.
I've said it before. I'm bad at strategizing things like this, and I know I can't afford to lose ground, but I'm going to go pork.
Okay. Let's see what happens.
Damn it.
It was lamb.
I outthought myself again. What is the chemical symbol for antimony? SN, TI, SB, or T?
Well, I didn't even know this existed.
Yeah.
I think I'm going, and I don't know why, with SB.
So I'm kind of in the same, but I'm thinking like having never, like, I remember learning the elements and the periodic table, shit like that. I don't remember antimony, so I can't imagine it just has the whole letter T to itself, right?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm in the same boat, and I don't want to be boring, but SB, man, I'll go SN. See how you like that.
Yeah, interesting. I will say that I believe T and TI are both like tin.
That's
and,
what I'm thinking and too.
Titanium. Yeah. So I do think it's between the two that we chose.
Monster!
I get it right again.
Damn it!
It was SB. All right.
How could you which be better Volks- at guessing than me?
Which Volkswagen auto was not named after a wind? Scirocco, Passat, Bora, or Tehran?
Yeah.
So I've only heard of the Passat.
I think same. Huh.
I don't know about any of these.
It'd be funny if Passat is the only one that's real. They just made the rest of these up.
That would be
named
funny.
After a wind. I hardly know what this means.
Yeah,
but winds have names.
Was not named after a wind, so the other three right. are wind. Yeah, this is going to be a total shot in the dark.
Same.
For me,
so. I'm going Tehran.
Okay, I'm going Bora.
Okay. Yeah,
it was Tehran. Right. You got one. Right.
Softening the damage. Judkins is the real surname of which singer who made it big in the 1970s? George Harrison, Elton John, Rod Stewart, or Stevie Wonder? Judkins.
Okay.
I have an educated guess.
I have a guess that I'm not confident in.
Good.
My guess is Elton John.
My guess is Rod Stewart.
Okay, that was not my second guess. So this is, let's see the result. I know Elton John changed his first name for sure.
It's true.
I just don't know if the surname was part of that as well.
Damn it!
It was Stevie Wonder who was my second guess.
Because I knew George Harrison, that's his real name. I knew Elton John's real name. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I know Reginald. I can't think of it. But yeah, didn't know Stevie or Rod Stewart. Rod Stewart just feels like a Judkins. I was so sure. All right.
All right. From which European country does Stella Artois beer originate? Belgium, Russia, France, Spain.
Okay. So unless I'm fooling myself, I know this.
And I don't know it. Good. I'm guessing France, but that's, I don't know it.
My answer is
is the answer Belgium?
My answer is Belgium.
Okay, I did lock in France, so you are correct. So we stick around with a 5-point differential again.
That was
each of us got 2 out of 5 correct.
Rod Stewart, why couldn't you have been a Judkins? What's is it Stephen Judkins? What's your real? Obviously Stevie Wonder would be a fake name, but it's
yeah, exactly.
That is one of those I've never heard. Okay, wait a second. Wikipedia says Stevie Wonder's real name is Steveland Hardaway Morris Knee Judkins. All right, bullshit. There's a bunch of bullshit. Where's the Judkins come in? This is important. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. He was born Steveland Hardaway.
Well, I mean, it was a
motherfucker.
A spirited match, of course, as it always is. Neither of us really able to ever score a ton of points on here. You did one time, and I did once when we didn't record.
Yeah.
But. yeah, exciting stuff as we trek closer. 34 points to 29 points.
Okay.
You're about to crack 30 points, Evan.
Hey, I'm ready.
Exciting stuff. Yeah, good.
Ready to join, enter my 30s.
Yeah, the dirty 30 questions.
And what's dirtier than trash?
I don't know. I don't know, okay, bye?
I don't know, okay, bye either.